This is Girl to Woman Podcast with host and creator Ami K. Sean, where I empower, educate, and entertain teen girls and women to have a greater relationship with self. This podcast is for you if you're ready to create and not wait on your happiness. If you're rocking with me, let's roll. Hello, what's going on with you? You know what today is. It's another day for you to have a greater relationship with yourself. I do my best to empower you on this Girl to Woman podcast with everyday down-to-earth girl talk motivation. Now, you can take it a step further. For those of you who want more valuable content, go to AniJohnson.com and sign up for my free audio, 10 Secrets to Having a Happy and Healthy Relationship with Self. This is what I call your self ship. In order for us to get to where we want to go, you gotta be flying your self ship, right? Right? Okay. You will also receive weekly inspiring notes straight to your inbox from me. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to AniJohnson.com and get your free audio already. Thanks for letting me roll with you on this journey. Now let's get started with our session.
We're on session 171, and our topic of discussion today is facing the madness. I actually got inspired off of this concept from recently listening to a little bit of Solange's album. Is it Sitting at the Table or Seated at the Table? Something of that sort. But the song Mad, you know, is the few songs that I've heard thus far, because I take a little while to really unwind and flow into the music and all that good jazz. But the Mad song, I really gravitated to. And so I was like, you know what? I want to talk a little bit about facing the madness. So that's what this topic will be about today. Of course, before I start diving into the podcast, I want to know, how are you doing today? I hope you are being intentional by putting a smile on your face and making this day work for you, because you already know that's how we get the deal of the day anyway. So do what you gotta do, baby, and work it out. Now, this may be a pretty brief podcast, as if they're not already pretty brief anyway, but I'm in the Florida area. And, you know, everybody's planning by ear if we're going to have to evacuate and all that good jazz. But I just still wanted to briefly, you know, put something out there and to leave you with something and let you know I'm still here and I love you. So I want to talk about facing the madness. What madness am I talking about? I want to talk about that madness where it seems that you may have an experience in life where you're mad because things aren't working out in your favor. It's like you're giving it what you have, if you will. You're giving it all you got, but you're still coming up short. And in one instance, it's because the flow is, it's just, you know, there's one part of life cycle, if you will, that I call the flow. And that's AKA God's will, the universe's will, however you want to put that. But then on the flip side of this coin, which is, this is really the part that I'm talking about, it's you keep basically doing the same thing, so you're getting the same thing. And that's what I want to talk about. Facing the madness of the fact that when you do the same, you get the same. And so you have to realize that the reason you're mad is because of you. I know that might be a kind of hard pill to swallow, so take your time. Put it all the way to the back of your throat, hold your neck back, and take it down. But it's true. Albert Einstein said it best, that insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. 9 times out of 10, it's not going to happen. But I understand that many of us are born stubborn, or we learn the trait of stubbornness and hard-headedness, and so we have to continuously get on the hamster wheel and then realize that we keep looking at the same landscape and at the same view that we've been looking at for the last 3 years, 5 years. And you start to realize, oh, it's not the hamster wheel, it's me. That's the thing I want to talk about. That's the madness that I want you to face today. Because I think when it comes to a lot of girls and women, you can have some things in your life where it's like you keep falling for the same type of man. And in your mind, it's like, it's going to be different this time. It's going to be different this time. But you keep getting the same results. You keep getting that nothing type of relationship, that lemon of a relationship. Do the same, get the same. You keep consistently eating unhealthy foods, but you're saying to yourself, I'm going to do better. I'm going to be more healthy. I'm going to be more fit. But yet, it's not, you're not really doing it. Do the same, get the same. The way you keep speaking or connecting with yourself, always saying what you can't do or what you want to, and then you're getting mad trying to figure out why it hasn't happened for you yet. Do the same, get the same. I know this is not going to be your rah-rah type of podcast or whatever have you, but this is Girl to Woman, and we have to talk about, you know, the kind of tough and uncomfortable and I really don't want to hear that topic stuff too, you know what I mean? So if I'm tap dancing on some toes, as I always tell you, don't take it personal, just tap dance with me, you know, because I'm in this with you. But we have to accept the fact that when it comes to the madness that we have to face, it's 9 times out of 10 nobody else but ourselves on why we're mad. And you have to be willing to do as Steve Jobs taught us to do, and that's think different, period. Think different. Now, I know that word different scares us mentally. It scares us because it says you have to break out of habit. That's not cool. And at the beginning of the journey, it doesn't even feel sexy or attractive. So I'm with you. But even in the midst of the challenging process of thinking differently, it will help you release what you may be trying to push off on other people. Like, you know what? It's really not Billy's fault. You know what? It's really not, you know, my mom's fault. You know what? It's really not so-and-so's fault. I'm not saying that they couldn't have been contributors or things couldn't have been contributing factors to why your thought process is the way that it is. But ultimately, you have to become aware of your own madness and say, hey, okay, if this is how it is, it's time for me to make a shift. It's time for me to think different. Facing the madness of self isn't necessarily easy. And it isn't necessarily something that you're just going to be like, okay, I'm excited for this new part. I'm excited to take this journey. Not always. Because it's challenging you to step up another level mentally. Not saying that you can't do it, but our brains naturally like habit. The reason I wanted to bring that up is because I don't want you to feel as if, you know, you will be alone as if you stumble and you realize along your journey of trying to face your madness and to think differently, you realize it's not as easy to actually do. Don't get frustrated with that. You know, we all are going to have our slip and falls. We all going to have our moments where it's like, man, you know what? Just forget it. I'm just going to sit here, deal with this, you know, mediocrity or whatever. Don't think that way. I said that to say, don't give up. I said that to say, you are not alone. I said that to say, you got to keep pushing on. That's just the way that it goes. I'm on this journey with you of getting to my level of greatness the same as you are. And a part of getting to that greatness is letting go of the madness that is stopping you from getting to that level. Because when you do the same, you get the same. And since we want greater, we must think in a different way in order to receive the greatness that we want to come our way. I really hope that that makes sense. I told you guys this will be a quick podcast. That's all I have for you with this session. I want to hear your 2 to 5 cents. If you have any to share, what is some of the madness that you're facing? What are some of the things that you realize that you kept doing the same and that's why you were getting the same results? Share them with me at AniJohnson.com/S171. I thank you guys so much for listening to Girl to Woman podcast. Definitely share this out with your friends who may need it. Also, if you're listening to me on the Go, iTunes, or Google Play, I would love to hear your feedback by leaving me a review. I would greatly appreciate that. Know that you guys are amazing even on your worst day. Until we talk again, know that I love you, and I'm out of here. Oh, yeah. And if you are anywhere on the southern region, East Coast area, and you're having to either ride this hurricane out or you're evacuating, whatever you do, may you and your family be blessed, be safe, and preferably you will hear from me on Tuesday. All right, I'm out of here.